Of the 60 communities enrolled in the Georgetown University Energy Prize, Aspen is in third place. The two-year conservation competition looks at energy use in residential and government buildings. A multi-million-dollar grand prize will be offered to the entity that can show the greatest reduction in electricity and natural gas use. So far, Huntsville, Alabama, and Winter Park, Florida are ahead of Aspen. The competition began in 2015. The data for the first 6 months shows Aspen greatly reducing its consumption compared to the 2 years prior. Rylan French, Aspen's utilities efficiency specialist, credits Aspen residents for taking advantage of the programs the city has put into place that have helped reduce energy use.
As the city, the government, or even the utilities or CORE, we can't just put together plans and get ranked high. We have to put together plans and then really on the community to get involved, and they have.
Christopher Nelson, project director from Georgetown University, says along with lower consumption numbers, it's important competitors find suitable ways to reduce dependence on energy throughout their communities.
Are you developing innovative new programs? Are you creating new approaches that will be replicable and scalable? Are you doing things that won't just end at the end of this competition, but will continue to save Aspen energy and money and pay dividends long into the future?
French says in the first quarter of the competition, there was a community-wide savings of $950,000 on utility bills. Homes counted were inside and outside of city limits, including residents on Red Mountain. In 2016, the city will use gift cards to coax property managers of those mansions to reduce energy consumption. Monthly awareness campaigns will continue as well. This month, residents can get assistance in purchasing Energy Star refrigerators. Later this year, a collaboration between the city government and the Aspen-Pitkin County Housing Authority should reduce usage further. French says knowing that Aspen is in a position to win the $5 million grand prize should be an encouragement to residents to participate in the challenge.
But it certainly serves as kind of a call to action for the community to continue to be involved, and those who haven't gotten involved yet to get involved, because, you know, it shows us, one, what we're offering works, so it's benefiting them, and two, we have a real chance of winning this whole competition.
Three more benchmarks must be compared before a winner will be announced in 2017. Allison Bektesh, Aspen Public Radio News.